In continuation with Svira, we're learning about the halachas of Ona'a. Ona'a has two classic associations with the word Ona'a, which the Pasuk tells us in the Torah, Lo tonu ish es amito v'yareisam elokecha. Lo tonu ish es amito v'yareisam elokecha. Which means you're not supposed to cause any damage or any hurt to somebody else, and you have to fear Hashem. So what does that mean? Kishim sheis isha Ona'a b'mekha chamemkar. Just like there's a way that you cannot actually mistreat someone and cheat somebody out when it comes to business, so too, you cannot do the same thing when it comes to words. You cannot cheat a person out or disregard them or degrade them with words. You're not allowed to cause any pain just simply with words to somebody else. Again, it doesn't fall in the category of Lashon Hara. You tempt him direct to his face. So if you tell a person, I think you're ugly, it's not Lashon Hara, but it falls in the category of Ona'a. You're saying something degrading and hurtful to somebody else. That's learned from this pasuk over here. Lo soni ish es amiso. And it says very similar kecha, which means that even if you say it one way, but you mean something else, you have to fear Hashem, which means Hashem knows what's going on in the heart of an individual. So many times the person will say something nice to somebody else, and the person will say, that's so nice. But his friends will know that he really means it in a degrading way, and he's saying it in a mocking way. So that falls in the category of Ona'a. Ona'a, when it comes to words, which means utilizing negative speech in some way to mock somebody else or to hurt somebody else, it's considered worse than cheating in the world of business. The reason being that in monetary disputes, or in a way you cheated for money, at least you can return that, but you cannot do that when it comes to causing pain to somebody else. There's nothing a person can actually get back from that. If a person screams out because of Ona'a, which means they're pained the way someone treated them or mistreated them, then the Gemara learns, ha'onish memahar lavo. The punishment comes quickly. And in this particular area, the Gemara has the scenario that Hashem is standing, listening, and waiting for the tzar of someone who has been ona'ad, if you will, the pain of someone who has ona'a happen to them. And when Hashem hears this, he doesn't stop, he continues to punish right away. The Gemara is pretty clear that this is one of the areas that we have to have extra carefulness with this. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'sharam nenalu chutz misha'arei ona'a." All the gates are closed in heaven, except for the gates of ona'a, which means, and based on the pasuk of what this means, it means that even if a person can cry and pour his heart out for certain things, he may not get answered, or he wants Hashem to take retribution for something, or he wants whatever bracha that he wants. But when a person is pained by somebody else, Hashem will hear those tefillos automatically. Those gates don't actually close. Famous story in the Gemara. The Gemara is the story of Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Elazar ben Hyrcanus is actually the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Elazar ben Hyrcanus is also the brother-in-law of Rabbi Gamliel. This is Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, if you've ever heard of it. So Elazar ben Hyrcanus was put in Chayrim. He had given certain Piskei Halacha that the other rabbis did not like, and Rabbi Gamliel, the head of the Beis Din, put him in Chayrim. He excommunicated him. So that meant when you're excommunicated, you can't daven in shul, you can't go out, you're stuck at home. See what daven at home. The Gemara says that every day his wife would interrupt him and would not allow him to say tachanun. Which meant, then the Gemara learns, and Mefarshim learned, which we've spoken about before, it means that when a person daven Shemon Esrei and he immediately connects that to tachanun, that is the greatest power of a person's tefillah. So either way, his wife, which is Rabbi Gamliel's sister, prevented him from saying tachanun every day, every time he had Shemon Esrei, Shachris, and Mincha, because of the fact that she knew how much pain he was actually in. One day the Gemara says it was either Rosh Chodesh, or she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, something else happened, and Ani came to the door, and she didn't have an opportunity to stop him right away. She couldn't just break up Shemon Esrei to tachanun. In fact, what happened is, she went to the door, or whatever experience happened, and he went and said tachanun. And she turned around and she said, "Stand up, you've killed my brother, Rabbi Gamliel." That was a statement. And they said, "Really?" And they went and they saw, and they got news, right away, Rabbi Gamliel just died. So she said, "How do you know?" He said, "How do you know this? how do you know this was going to happen?" So she said, "Kach mikublani mi beis avi abba, I have tradition, ancestral tradition from this, kol hasha'arim ninalin, chutz misha'arei ona'a. All the gates are closed except for the gate of Ona'a. And since you felt defamed by the fact that you were put in Chayrim, the moment you would be able to daven Nishmar Esrei and Tachanun is the moment that my brother is going to die." And therefore she was able to put it off for so long until the time came when she couldn't actually stop it. So this is the concept of ona and the pain that a person feels. This not only applies to an adult, it applies to children as well, and therefore it's imperative on parents that when they would say something to their children, they have to be very careful how they actually present this over to them. They don't want to actually cause extra pain to children because it may fall under the category of ona as well. So there was an incident down with the Chazon Ish. One time he saw a child that he was in violation of a safek iser muktzah. Wasn't sure if it was a muktzah or not muktzah, and the father was yelling at the boy, "What are you doing? How could you do this?" And the Chazon Ish turned to the father. He says, "You know, it's possible that your son might have violated an Issa d'Rabbanan, but you definitely violated an Issa d'Oraisa by yelling at your kid in such a way and degrading him in such a way. So as much as you cared about the mitzvah, you violated a mitzvah d'Oraisa, a prohibition d'Oraisa in that scenario." The Gemara also tells us a person should be very careful when it comes to ona'as ishto, causing their own spouse, their wife, pain. Because she turns to tears quicker, therefore it's a greater sense of ona'a there. Therefore the Gemara says, be very careful with your wives. You may say, "Hey, that's not fair." And I may say, "Okay, it's not fair." But because of the fact that she has greater feelings and greater sensitivity, so therefore she has a greater propensity to perhaps being more hurt from these things. And therefore we said, Shari Demos Lonan Alu. Therefore, the punishment for that is very grave. Called Dibor, Omaisa, any words that you say, your action, such as you hint to something, you have a certain face on that you show to another person, or maybe even doing something in writing, that your goal is to embarrass a person, to degrade a person, to cause pain, to scare a person, to cause them anger, to do anything to your friend that's going to cause them some level of anguish, veligram lo hargasha shein and ima, or to make them feel just uncomfortable with themselves. Vanivga in bokoch omitzas alos amitzukaso, and the one who's going to be hurt does not have the strength to be able to overcome themselves in that pain. Those are all included in the iser of ona'ah. We'll just close with one last story in that. And there was an incident that happened with Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. That one of his students of Dain Yecheskel Abramsky had married a woman, moved far away. After many years, he hadn't seen his Rebbe. When he came back, so he came to visit his Rebbe, and Rabbi Yecheskel said to him, like he says to all of his other students, he says, "How's your wife? How are your kids?" And this man did not have any children yet. He wasn't blessed to have any children yet, so he felt despondent because the Rebbe asked him how his kids were. He didn't know that he had no children. So the Dayan at that moment recognized what just happened at that moment, and therefore he was saddened that these words left his mouth, and when the young man lifted his he stuck out his hand to hold his hand, he says, "I promise you that from this day on I'm going to daven for you 3 times a day, for you specifically, that Hashem should bless you to be able to have a child, but I'm asking you please if you can actually forgive me because I caused you pain." It wasn't intentional that he caused the pain over here, but nonetheless, he caused the person pain that falls under the category of ona'ah there, and therefore he had to ask for mechila in that particular scenario.